Welcome to the Invest Smarter podcast, where you'll learn about the power of building wealth through real estate and how you can achieve financial freedom through multifamily investing. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions, How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. Now, here's our host, Simon Castillo.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Invest Smarter podcast. This is the Friday Look Back episode where I get to share my best insights into the world of real estate investing, business, and entrepreneurship. So each week on this episode, I try to dive into different topics around market trends, real estate investment strategies, analysis, property analysis, and just, you know, ways that you can grow your wealth and help you achieve financial freedom. On Tuesdays, we also bring you interviews with industry experts, other entrepreneurs and innovators who share their stories and their advice. But on today's episode, what I want to talk about today again is general contractors. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a show on how to manage general contractors. But what I want to talk about today is how do you understand the numbers behind what a contractor is quoting you? And I think you have to be careful, especially when you're selecting a general contractor and you're doing it just strictly based on numbers, you know, final numbers. So on today's episode, let's break down what that importance is of vetting, understanding the numbers behind general contractors for your real estate investment project. So as real estate investors, we all know that the old mantra about measuring twice and cutting once, at least we all should, you know, as real estate investors. But when it comes to selecting and managing your general contractors, it gets a little bit of an edit, that old saying. And I think the new saying for managing your contractors is measure 10 times, confirm everything, and then cut them a check. So I think too many investors, especially those that are new, just starting out, make the rookie mistake of slapping together a quick scope of work, getting a couple of general contractor bids, and then just picking someone without really scrutinizing the finer details and the numbers in their proposals. And that can be a big and costly mistake. So I'll give you a scenario. Say you're taking down an older multifamily property that needs a full interior rehab. Now you get back two bids from general contractors. Contractor A is $475,000 all in for renovations. Contractor B is $395,000 all in for renovations. Now, for the most part, if you're like most investors, you're looking at that top line price. You know, that top line price being whatever the cost is for all in renovations. So in this scenario, we have one for $475, we have one for $395. Now, if you're just looking at that bottom line number, you're obviously leaning towards contractor B because they'll save you, what, an extra $80,000 in upfront costs, right? But here's where being precise with numbers really matters. Now, let's say that contractor B based their numbers on using lower grade windows, low grade laminate flooring, bargain bin type of bathroom tile, hiring a couple of day laborer crews with minimal experience to do some of the work. And, you know, once you start digging into the numbers, you start to realize that, yeah, they can complete the job for $395K, but what is your real long-term return on investment ROI by using that particular contractor? Cheap flooring will need to be replaced as soon as the first tenants churn. And by churn, I mean, as soon as those tenants complete their lease and are out of there, you're going to have to replace some of that cheap flooring. And if you have shoddy tile craftsmanship, that means potential for leaks and water damage, again, shortening the useful life of those renovated units. And that inexperienced crew that they use, there could be tons of deficiencies and issues that you'll have to pay to repair in a couple of years, not to mention if they did work that required permits or licenses that they did not have, did not pull, that could be costly for you down the road as well. On the other hand, contractor A may have spent $475,000 up front for their renovations, but they allocated budgets for premium waterproof laminate throughout the unit, higher grade windows, ceramic tile with professional installation, and skilled tradespeople who did the job meticulously correct the first time. So which of those investments would you prefer long-term as an investor? The one that nickel and dimed you to save some money up front, but got way less in terms of quality and potential lifespan? Or the one that cost more, but essentially rebuilt the asset to a premium with 20-year investment grade interior materials? So that's why knowing and auditing every minute detail of a contractor's proposed budget and numbers is so mission critical to real estate investors. As investors, we've got to train ourselves to go beyond just looking at that top line bid and really open up the hood and analyze every line item cost associated with materials, permits, labor projections, change orders, you name it. Now, if that seems like a lot to know, it is. But the more that you do these types of projects, the more that you do renovations, the more that you will learn and know how to eyeball when something looks like it's out of place, and know how to understand, you know, a contractor's bid when you look at it and analyze it line by line. Otherwise, as investors, we risk getting trapped into the penny-wise, pound-foolish mentality that leads to building properties with, you know, hardly any longevity or sustaining projected returns on their inevitable capital investments 2 to 5 years down the road to fix all of the shoddy work that was done up front. All this to say is you should be skeptical of bids that seem irrationally lower than others you're receiving. And in my example, you know, it's a simplified example where we're comparing two contractors. In reality, you should be using multiple bids from contractors, not just two, minimum, probably three is what I would say. And anywhere from 3 to 5, I think would be sufficient. But if you do get a bid that seems lower than the rest, you really need to probe into exactly why the numbers are so low. What materials are being value engineered out? And are they projecting wildly unrealistic labor times? And are they carrying adequate insurance, workers' comp, and allowing for real world contingencies? In my experience, and I've seen this happen to plenty of investors, they get sold on the lowball bid only to get then stuck holding a massive money pit because the general contractor's numbers were just plain unrealistic or based on cutting corners that no smart real estate operator would ever have done. The bottom line is that in the real estate world, you absolutely get what you pay for when it comes to general contractor work. And that's, you know, I can say that from my own personal experiences. I've been one to cut corners and try to save some money, and it's never worked out well. It's always come back to bite me in some way or another. Doesn't mean that it's going to kill a deal, but it can definitely come back and cause you some headaches at some point in the future. And as I've always said, you know, real estate is a team business. So have a knowledgeable team who can audit and value engineer the general contractor's proposed budget, not just based solely on that top line number, but on the specific materials that will be used, the labor hours, the overhead percentages, and the long-term asset durability that's being projected. That alone is a make or break skill in this business. So the next time that you're entertaining general contractor bids, no matter what size of the project, in fact, if it's a smaller project, it's probably even better for you to practice on. Dig into those numbers. Go past just looking at the lump sum total and really get intimate with every assumption and every line item making up those final tallies. And if you really aren't sure how to get started understanding these costs, bring in an experienced construction manager to be an expert on your team and to provide you with that set of eyes that can help you understand all of the different costs and line items that are in a contractor budget. You know, at the end of the day, if you want to successfully execute a deal, it's going to hinge on choosing general contractors whose numbers are comprehensively vetted and better long-term investment grade materials, and they're not just cheap for cheap's sake. So again, measure 10 times, confirm everything. That's really going to be the mantra for success with general contractors. So that's going to do it for today's episode. I hope you found value in understanding the importance of digging into the numbers when you are dealing with general contractors. It's not to say that general contractors can't be trusted, but you have to understand when they provide you with a bid, you have to understand what's behind the bid, the types of materials, the quality of the materials, the quality of the labor. All of those things are hugely important, and in the end will provide you with a greater return on investment than simply always going with the lowest possible offer. Now, if you're interested in investing in real estate, don't know where to start, I would suggest that you go to sastexascapital.com. And on our website, we have educational resources for download. We have reports, white papers, ebooks, and you can sign up for our newsletter. Any of those things will get you onto our email list, and we will put you onto our investor list so that you can be notified of new opportunities as they become available. We're always looking to partner with people on deals, whether you want to invest passively or actively, there's a way for you to invest alongside us. So sastexascapital.com is the best place to get started. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Maybe you know someone who's also thinking about getting started investing in real estate, or maybe they're an experienced investor. Either way, share the episode and take a few seconds and leave us a 5-star rating and a review on whatever podcast medium you're listening on. That just helps us to continue to get the message out, grow the show, and continue to attract the type of content that you, the audience, wants to and needs to listen to. So with that, that's today's Friday Look Back episode. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the Invest Smarter podcast, the show that educates you so that you can take control of your financial future. Be sure to rate the show 5 stars and leave us a review. Make sure that you're subscribed so that you automatically receive the newest edition of the podcast when it's released. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate and taking control of your financial future, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions: How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. And be sure to sign up for our mailing list to receive exclusive investment opportunities straight to your inbox. It's time to invest smarter. That's sastexascapital.com.